Remember payphones? Those were the days. I mean, where would Superman change now? Inside a little tiny cellular phone? No way, you'd have to be way too small, wouldn't work.
Oh, Roy Jarbell wants you. Oh, so bad. You're not the only call he's ever had. And if he says he's gonna call on you, don't you know it's just the Snowplow Show.
Cactus!
So take the call from Roy Jarbell. Pick up that phone. He's on the air with the Snowplow Show.
So pick up Roy Jarbell on
the Snowplow Show.
Cactus. Cactus. Cactus.
Thank you, Zeke, for that amazing intro. Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, and I'm your host, RBCP. Today is April 28th. 2016, and today's show is sponsored by Ty, I guess that's pronounced Ty, right? Thank you, Ty, for sponsoring today's show. In today's show, I have G-Ad standing by at an old woman's house with a can of gasoline, and when I give him the signal, he's going to set her house on fire, and then I'm going to call her as Royco Construction, and I don't want to give too much away, but it's going to be so funny, so stay tuned for that. If anything goes wrong with this prank, then Ty is going to be fully responsible for it. So thank you, Ty, for the insurance policy. You know, it's important to keep us pranksters safe, and we don't need me or G-Ad going to jail over this. That's for the sponsors to deal with. I have one important announcement today, and that is that a new Calls of Mass Confusion has been released, speaking of G-Ad. And you should listen to it. I'm going to have a link to it in the show notes. It's a pretty good episode. This one is all about yard sales. The very first call that you see in it is one that you've probably seen before because I released it last year or something. But it's okay. That's the only one you've seen before. The rest of them are all new stuff. And I've been given my orders by the G-Ad Military Coalition, and I'm supposed to report for duty on May 1st and start doing video-based prank calls again with G-Ad. We've kind of taken a break from that for the past few months while he's been busy putting shows together. I thought he was just sick of me and started using other people in his show, but I guess not. I guess he still wants me to do some calls with him. And if any of you would like to suggest ideas for video-based pranks for us to do, that would be great. I mean, we have a giant list of ideas that we're going to try in our Google Docs that we work on together. Or maybe not giant, but, you know, we have a bunch of good ideas. But we are always open to ideas, so if any of you want to suggest anything, just post it into the comments. And if your idea doesn't suck, I will paste it into our Google Doc. Be looking forward to more episodes, though. This is our third episode that G-Ad has just released, and he still wants to do a bunch more, so I guess this thing is not going to stop. I thought we were just going to quit after one episode, but I guess not. Something I've noticed in the comments of the Calls of Mass Confusion videos is that people say the same thing to Calls of Mass Confusion as they say to my videos. They're like, holy shit, this stuff is amazing, and this deserves more hits. Why don't you guys have more subscribers? And that's all your fault. You know, you need to share the video, tell everyone about it. And I'm talking about Calls of Mass Confusion, not PLA. Who cares about PLA? All we care about is Calls of Mass Confusion. So go to the show notes and click on the Calls of Mass Confusion video, watch it, and then share it a bunch on your Facebook or your Twitter or your Grindr account. We are counting on you guys to make the show popular so that we can keep doing it and do more of it, hopefully.
Santa here, call 1-900-660-6666, and I'll tell you a different Christmas story every day. But before you call, listen to old Santa. Your parents have to pay for these calls, so get their permission first. Then, when you call me, I'll tell you how to get a whoopee from my Christmas collection, and part of your $1.85 two-minute call goes to Special Olympics. So call me at 1-900-660-6666. Merry Christmas!
I know I'm going to regret this, but I'm going to finish up my Calm Insanities list. And the reason I'm saying I'm going to regret it is probably because the people aren't going to get upset with me, just like they didn't in the last show. It was very odd how nice everyone was there and just did not get upset, but I'm going to try it anyway. I'm going to call the rest of the people on this list, and hopefully a few of them will pick up, and hilarity will ensue. Maybe. And I got an email from My Calm Insanity. It says, "Hey Brad, so I know what you're thinking, my call list sucked. I didn't think your call list sucked, My Calm Insanity. I think it's an awesome list. I can't believe you put that together for me and put your job on the line. Hopefully you're still employed." Anyway, she says, "Well, I thought it was still rather funny, especially since I was getting calls from folks you called who was upset because someone who is just sick in the head," that part's in quotes, "called them up and said horrible things to them. Especially poor Michelle, who was not happy that she was told that she was fat and demanded to speak with the supervisor." And she says, "You're awesome, Brad. Thank you. Thank you, My Calm Insanity." Apparently, My Calm Insanity just does not give a fuck, which is awesome. I think all of the listeners out there should learn to not give a fuck about their jobs and send me giant lists of customer information and phone numbers, whether it gets you fired or not. Who cares? It's all for the greater good, right? It's no big deal if you lose your job, because at least you get to get entertained by your customers, your ex-customers from your old job that you just lost. You can listen to funny podcasts as you sit at the defendant's table in the courtroom, getting charged with conspiracy or whatever your ex-employer decides to charge you with. Okay, anyway, I'm going to try and call some of these people, and this is my last attempt, because this will actually be my third attempt. So we're starting with Nancy. Nancy says her vehicle keeps stalling on customer. That's what it says. The vehicle keeps stalling on customer, and we tested the battery, and battery good. Fire bad.
"Hello, this is the... Please leave a message."
Damn it, Nancy. All right, deleting her forever. Next is one that I've already called before. This is Kevin. I think he is the first one, maybe, from the original show of My Calm Insanity's numbers. Or I could be wrong about that. I know he got really upset, so I saved his number so I could call him back, but he never would pick up. So let's try this one more time. My original plan was to call him back and tell him his truck's on fire, but he wouldn't pick up.
"Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system."
Darn it. Okay, Kevin's not there either. Deleting forever. Next is Derek. His thing is a check engine light diagnosis. "I feel your pain, Derek. My check engine light's been on for about 3 years now. Still haven't gone to see what's wrong with it. I'm sure it's fine, right?" Hello, Derek? Whoa. Just got put on hold. What the hell? Why am I on hold? All right, let me hang up and call him right back. I don't know what just happened.
Can you hold, please?
Well, is Derek there? It's really important.
"Dr. Ferry's in today."
Oh, shit. He's not there?
Nope, he's in today.
Oh, great. It's so important. I'm from the dealership.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Okay, that seemed to work. What the hell, though? Their business doesn't answer with the business name. It just goes straight to hold music.
Okay, he's in a room. Can I have him call you back?
Oh, go get him out of the room. This can't wait. I'm the dealership.
Dealership from where?
You know, here in town.
Okay, what dealership?
Oh, it's between me and Derek. It's so important, though.
Okay, I'll see what I can do here. Hold on.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so he said to take a message that he's not expecting a call. So.
Ah, fuck. Fuck. Fuck, you know?
Okay, I'm gonna hang out.
Wait, no. Fuck, shit. Oh. That lady just does not understand that when there's a crazy emergency happening, you tend to curse a lot. It's not my fault. This really isn't going well today. I'm glad I did not do a live show.
Hello, it's Brent.
Hello, Brent?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Roy from the dealership. You brought in your Chevy.
Yeah, are you from...
Yeah, that's the one. I just needed to let you know that it seems like the GPS signal has disappeared on it. Did you take the battery out or something?
No, it hasn't. I guess I don't remember calling in or anything.
Oh, well, no, you brought it in not too long ago, like last week or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering about the GPS, because the GPS signal's disappeared. We can't tell where your Chevy's at.
Okay.
Did you take the battery out or something? Or did the battery die,
no,
maybe?
No, I haven't.
Oh, because we put a backup battery in there with the GPS, but it seems to be dead, too. Like, the battery's been dead for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the last location we have on it is at your home address, it looks like. We haven't been able to see where you go since then. And that was...
I guess, what does that matter to you?
Well, that was like 2 days ago. We were just concerned because your car hasn't... I mean, the GPS signal disappeared just out of nowhere. It just stopped working.
Could you tell me what your name is?
My name is Roy. I'm from the dealership.
And what dealership are you from?
The one that you brought it into.
Do you know what they sell with that one?
What do you mean, they? I'm part of the dealership. It's a dealership.
Okay, this just sounds a little fishy here.
What sounds fishy? I'm just trying to tell you the GPS is broken. You need to bring it in so we can repair the GPS. Because we can't tell where you are.
Okay.
Don't worry, it's not going to cost anything. We just need to be able to track.
Why do you have to track?
Oh, you know, it's just an agreement we have with the Chinese government. But the signal disappeared about 2 days. He's gone. What a surprise that guy didn't get upset with me. I think by this point, probably every customer could have been warned by now.
Hello.
Hello, is this Taya?
This is her husband.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm calling from the dealership. She brought her Buick in not too long ago, like last week.
Yep.
And I just needed to let you know that the GPS tracking seems to have disappeared, like the battery's dead or something. Did you take the battery out of your Buick?
Nope.
Oh, that's weird, because, yeah, we can't track it. The last, it looks like we haven't been able to see its location for about 2 days now. The last place it was at was at your home.
It's still at my home.
Oh, yeah, but the GPS stopped working. Did your battery die or something?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, no. Well,
I drove it this morning, so.
Oh, yeah, we weren't able to even monitor where you went this morning, if you went somewhere, because the GPS stopped working.
Well, I don't know if I like you guys monitoring where I'm at.
Yeah, well, no, it's just, you know, the service form that you sign says that we're allowed to track it any time after you've had work done with this. So we installed a GPS, like a hidden one underneath.
Really?
You know about that, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, now you do. Anyway, the GPS isn't working. Maybe a wire fell off of it or something. If you bring it back in, we can fix that. And he just hangs right up. What the hell? Be more confrontational, people.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voicemail.
Now he won't pick up. God damn you, my calm insanity, and your dumb list. No, sorry, I'm just kidding. It's a great list. We've had a lot of fun with it, but I think it's about over. I only have a few of these left. This guy's name is Brad. Stupidest name ever. And his engine is intermittently...
Hello?
Hello, Brad?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy from the dealership. You brought in your Chevy last week. Aw, I'm kind of starting to think that all of the customers have really been warned.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not...
Or maybe it's because I'm pronouncing it Chevy. Maybe that tips them off. Alright, so the last one that I have, his name is Doug. And the only note I have on Doug is that the idiot wouldn't give his full address. So I looked up his full address in White Pages and found it. So I would really love for this guy to pick up. I know he's probably not going to.
Doug.
Oh, hey, Doug. This is Roy from the dealership. You brought in your Chevy last week?
Over at...
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that it seems like the GPS tracking isn't working on your car. Like, we haven't been able to track where you've been for 2 days now. It went out on Tuesday.
On my car?
Yeah, yeah. The last place we show it is at 211 Avenue. I guess that's your home address. But it's like the battery died or something.
On my car or on my pickup or on what?
On the 2004 Chevy. The
2004?
Well, that's what it says in our records here. Is that, do you not have a 2004 Chevy?
You tell me.
Well, that's what it says in our records. smartass. I'm just saying that the GPS seems to not be working anymore. We haven't been able to track where you've been for 2 days. You know?
What was your name?
My name is Roy. Do you know, did your battery die, maybe? Because we haven't been able to establish a connection with the GPS computer in 2 days now.
Don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Have you been driving it?
I was on vacation for a while.
What's that?
Huh? I was on vacation for a while.
Where'd you go?
To Mexico.
Oh, that doesn't sound realistic at all. And also, we didn't see the GPS going anywhere close to Mexico.
Yeah.
No,
it shows that it's at home here, though, huh?
Well, that's the last place we saw it. Was it 211 Avenue?
Well, it's still here anyway. I don't know. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, yeah. I see here in the records you wouldn't even give your full address. But we have it anyway because it was on the GPS.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, do you know when you're going to be able to... Can you bring that back in and we'll repair the GPS for you, no charge?
All right. We'll figure something out. I just don't know when.
Well, when are you going to do it? Because, you know, you signed a contract that we could track your movements after we looked at your car, and now we can't track them. Did you disable it? Because that goes against our policy.
Wasn't me.
Well, somebody did. It's not working anymore.
Don't know.
What'd you do to it?
Uh-huh?
What'd you do to it, you motherfucker? Click, of course. Well, that kind of sucks that things didn't really get any better compared to the other day. I don't even know if I can use any of those calls I just made. Probably not. But the good news is that last weekend, I think either Friday or Saturday night, we called up every one of these customers again. You know, since it's a different time of the day, it's not the middle of the day, it's at nighttime instead. And we actually got through to a few people. They still didn't get super angry, but some of them were a little upset that we called so late, because I guess it was 11 or 12 o'clock where they were. And this is me and Sunshine making calls. This wasn't live on the air, this is just us making prank calls. But here's about 20 minutes of me and Sunshine calling up people from my Calm Insanities list of car people who never get angry.
Hello, this is John.
Hey, John?
Yeah.
This is Roy from the dealership. You were in here the other day for an oil change.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if you found anything in your GMC maybe that shouldn't be there, because I think I left something behind.
I didn't find anything.
Oh, it may have rolled under the seat. Did you look under the seat by chance?
No, I haven't. I guess I haven't looked under the seat at all.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not that small. You should be able to find it pretty easily.
Okay. I'm in bed now, so...
Oh, can you get up and go check real quick?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll go check, and then I'll give you a call if I find anything.
Oh, no, just do it while I'm on the phone, okay? Just do it while I'm on the phone.
Okay.
Okay. And by the way, it's a water bottle filled with urine. I meant to bring
it. Oh, wow.
Yeah, the bathrooms were closed, so I just jumped in your truck and peed real quick.
That sounds like fun.
Well, not really. I mean, ideally, it's best to go to an actual bathroom, but, you know, when you gotta go, you just do what you gotta do.
That's true.
Yep. And also, my marijuana pipe is probably back there. It's like a light blue with a swirly pattern on it.
All right. But it would be underneath the driver's seat, you think?
Well, I just left them on the seat, but they probably fell off. Just rolled under. It's hard to remember because I was really high. Also, are you out there now?
Yeah.
Yeah, just so you know, I'm just a prank caller. I didn't really lose anything in your truck. I don't even work there.
Why'd you call me then?
I don't know. I thought it'd be funny. But now I feel kind of bad because I got you out of bed.
I'm just loving it. Thanks. Have a nice night.
What, can you check just to make sure, though?
No.
Please?
Have a good one.
Come on. Come on.
What?
Just do it.
Hey, you just said you were a prank caller.
That was part of the prank. I really did leave my stuff in there.
Well, I didn't see it.
Did you check under the seat?
Yes.
Can Can you check one more time? Did you check under both seats?
Nope. Have a nice night.
No, come on. It may have gotten wedged under there. Just check. Put your hand under there.
Nope. There's no room under
God
there.
God damn it, John.
Anyway, hey, come on, buddy. Have a nice night.
Thanks. You too. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hi, Margaret.
Yes?
Hi. My name is Sunshine. And I work at the dealership where you had your vehicle maintenanced recently, GMC Arcadia. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm sorry to be calling late. I've been calling a list of people all night because I have lost something. And I was wondering if maybe you have found anything in your car that didn't belong to you?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I didn't actually work on your vehicle. My boyfriend did. And, well, you know, guys in uniform, they're kind of hot. And I went in for lunch, and he was there. And, well, one thing led to another, and we ended up having sex in the back of your vehicle. And I can't find my diaphragm.
Who is this?
Sunshine. Do you know what a diaphragm looks like, Margaret? It's like this plastic kind of...
Yes, I do know what a diaphragm looks like.
Thank
but
God.
I haven't seen anything in the back of my vehicle.
Yeah, so I can't find it, and I was hoping it might be in your vehicle. But anyways, if you get a chance to look between the, the cushions inside your car or something, or under the seat or in between the seats or something, could you do that? Oh, and you might want to wear a glove before you do it because, you know, he wasn't wearing protection.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you think you could do that, while we're on the phone or... If you see any funky stains on your seat, like something hardened or something, it might be in that general area. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Why would you be calling me at 11 o'clock at night?
Well, I've been calling a lot of people because, well, we had sex in your vehicle, but we also had sex in a couple other vehicles, too. So, I'm young. He's hot. He was holding a wrench. What was I supposed to do? Are you looking or are we just holding? Margaret?
Yeah, I'm here. Hang on.
So how are you tonight, Margaret?
No, there's nothing here.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You checked in the back?
I'm checking in the back. There's nothing here.
Okay. Are you sure you checked really a lot? You checked really hard, right?
Yes, I checked. There's
this is really going to fuck up my plans to get laid tomorrow if I can't find it.
When did you do this?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember. The 18th?
Amazing, because I wasn't in there.
Well, I have your car information here, so I'm pretty sure it was you. I don't know. You know, between him and that and the sex and the weed that I smoke, I don't know. I'm a little confused, but I do need to find my diaphragm because we have a date tomorrow.
Well, gee, go find another one.
Oh, no. Margaret?
Hello?
Hello, Margaret?
Yes.
Hello, it's Roy from the dealership.
Yeah?
And my girlfriend just called you, and you were really rude to her and hung up on her.
What do you think you're doing to me?
Well, I'm not. I'm definitely
telling
not.
Telling me that you had sex in the back of my car at work and other ones. And
I would say
for a diaphragm.
It sounds
and
like
it's
we're
11 o'clock night.
We're being honest. That's what we're doing. I'm sorry if you don't like honesty.
I am reporting you to your boss.
Oh, he. I've got him under my thumb. He's not going to do anything. So go ahead.
Oh, really? You do? Yeah.
Yep, I have photos. He can't do anything.
Well, I don't have diaphragm in the back of my car.
Well, I was listening, and it didn't sound like you searched very hard.
I'm going to hang up now, and you guys leave me alone.
Oh, we won't call back, but, I mean, we just wanted the diaphragm. What the hell? Find it. Margaret?
Hello.
Hello, is Gregory there? I'm calling...
Who is this?
Oh, hey, don't get an attitude with me. I'm calling from the dealership. He had his Explorer brought in for some work?
Yeah,
so go get him.
What do you need to know?
Oh, don't try and be his secretary, ma'am. This is between
He's
me and
sleeping.
Gregory. Well, wake him up.
No, I am not going to wake him up. It's after 11 o'clock.
Okay, well, I guess I can just talk to you about it. I guess.
Well, what about it?
Okay, so, yeah, he was in here for some work, and I just wanted to know, how would you rate your experience with us on a scale of 1 to 10?
Call me back when I'm awake.
No, no, you're awake. You're responding just fine, ma'am.
Hello?
Hello, is Merle there?
Who?
Merle.
Merle.
Merle Johnson.
That's my dad. Who's this?
Well, he put your phone number down here at the dealership. He brought his Chevy in, his Silverado. He put your phone number down. Why'd he do that? Is he losing his mind or something?
No.
Well, that was a dumb thing to do. What if I wanted to call him?
What's that?
I said that was a really dumb thing for him to do. What if I wanted to call him? Why would he put the wrong number down? Like, what kind of scam is he trying to pull?
I'm not sure.
Is he,
what dealership are you?
The one that he brought. What? Like, I don't know. What's it matter to you? You're not him.
I just bought a Ford truck.
Hey! I don't need your life story. So how would I get in touch with Merle?
I don't think he's interested in talking to you.
Well, no, it's very important. It's regarding his truck. I was supposed to call him back. Then I got, you know, a jerk like you to talk to instead. What the hell?
Hey, you have a good night.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Donna?
Yeah?
Hey, Donna, it's Roy from the dealership. You brought your car in here for an alignment check.
Yeah?
And I was just wondering if you found anything.
Isn't it kind of late to be calling about a car?
Well, yeah, but they didn't give you the customer survey. So I was wondering, how would you rate your experience on a scale from 1 to 10, your overall experience at the dealership?
Fine.
Oh, okay.
What I don't know.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, fine is not a number, I was going to say. Dummy. And how would you rate the
Do you do things like this late at night all the time?
Well, when customers
are... Do you know what time it is?
No, when customers are stupid and they forget to fill out the survey, then yeah, we have to call them back later.
Hello?
Hello, Thomas?
Yes.
Hey, Thomas, it's Roy from the dealership. You brought in your GMC.
Okay.
For some work, you know?
Brought it in for some work.
Yeah, that's what I said. Smart ass.
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. What are you getting an attitude with me for? I'm just calling you about this business-related stuff.
Okay, so what do you want to know?
Oh, jeez, listen to you. Bite my head off. So I just needed to find out. I'm just doing a quick survey. On a scale of from 1 to 10, how would you rate your overall experience at the store?
Do you know it's 11:45?
That's not a valid answer. That doesn't make... Oh.
Hello?
Hello, Kathleen?
Yes?
Hey, Kathleen. This is Roy from the dealership. You brought your Lexus in?
Yeah.
And I just had a question for you.
Okay.
I was wondering if you maybe possibly found anything of mine in your Lexus that I left behind in it. I'm one of the mechanics.
Oh, okay. I just got it back tonight, and it's just in the garage, so I wouldn't even know until in the morning.
Okay. Well, I left it on the seat. You didn't see it on the seat?
No. Uh-uh. But they drove it here.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah. What was it that, if you don't mind asking?
That was my crack pipe.
Okay. No, there was nothing like that on the back seat, I don't think.
I was just taking a break. Mm-hmm. You know, lunch break inside your car, right. And I was smoking crack, okay. I don't know where my mind went. I just totally left the crack pipe.
Okay.
In your seat.
Your number's here, right, on this phone.
Yep.
So I'll look for it tomorrow morning. I'll give you a call if there's something in there. Okay.
You didn't find it, and you're just keeping it for yourself, are you? Hello, Mrs. Mullenmeister.
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the dealership, the car dealership, where you brought your Honda in.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, I left something behind in it, and I was wondering if you found that.
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's midnight. Why are you calling so late?
Well, because, you know, I just remembered where I left it, and I left it in your car. I'm one of the people that worked on your car.
Okay,
I mean, it was Chad working in your car, but I was holding the flashlight.
Okay, we didn't find anything unusual, but I wasn't looking for anything unusual, so all I did was drive it home.
You didn't see it in there?
No, and I feel like this is kind of a prank at this point.
What? No, why would you say that?
Because it's midnight, and you're not telling me what you needed.
Well, no, I'm telling you that I thought I left that in your car.
You left what?
My crack pipe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all right. Do you want me to look for that?
Yeah, could you real quick?
I'm going to let Scott handle this phone call, okay?
Yeah, let the man handle it. This isn't a woman's job.
Are you kidding me? We're done. Thanks.
People are too funny.
Hello, Schoenfelders. Hello.
Oh, hello, ma'am?
Yes?
I was calling for Dave. This is Roy from the car dealership. He brought his Chevy in.
Yeah?
And, is he around?
He's sleeping.
Well, wake him up.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the dealership.
Okay, hang on.
All right, hurry up. Ma'am, could you walk faster?
Hello?
Hello, Dave?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Roy from the dealership. You brought in your...
Dealership?
Yeah, your Chevy. You brought in your Chevy.
Roy from dealership. I don't understand.
Well, you brought in your Chevy about the AC and the heat issue. You know, the heat was not working. You've had it in twice already. It says here, man is very angry and kind of an asshole.
Well, we had our vehicle in there twice now to get our air conditioner and heater fixed. It was just this past Monday, and we had it fixed like last October for the same thing.
Are you talking about our 909 Traverse van?
Yeah, the Traverse, the 2009.
Okay, what's going on here?
Did they, by chance, I needed to find out if you found anything in the van that maybe that I left behind while I was in there?
We don't know. We didn't. We've been busy. We didn't. There was nothing in there.
Nothing?
We've been really busy.
What are you missing?
Yeah.
It's
something
my...
Something large or something small?
It's my cock ring.
Cufflinks?
We have to go look some more.
I don't remember seeing anything like that.
No, I said cock ring.
Excuse me?
Cock ring. You know, it's a cock... So, my girlfriend and I, we had sex in your car, and it's just that we left something behind by accident. It was on our lunch break, so it's okay.
Is this all a joke?
Oh, no, it's not a joke, ma'am. I just needed to find out if I left my cock ring in your car, because it's missing.
What part? Was it back seat or the what part?
Oh, we started in the back seat, and we ended up in the front.
We're not going to go look now, but we'll look later.
Oh, come on. Please.
You know what time it is?
What time is it?
12:30.
No. It's more like 12:22. You're exaggerating.
Yeah, well, it's late.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll look later, and we'll drop it off at the dealership and mark it with your name on it.
Yeah, yeah. Put it like in an envelope and write on the outside of it, write Cochring enclosed. Attention.
I'm going to repeat that one.
Attention, Roy.
Roy. Attention, Roy.
Yep. Cochring enclosed.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Sleep well. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Wow, that guy was making some pretty weird grunting and breathing sounds the whole time, wasn't he? Anyway, that is all of the calls that me and Sunshine were able to get done last weekend. And I guess that's the official end to My Calm Insanity's list. So thank you once again, My Calm Insanity, for sending me this list of your customers. I got another email from her, and she says, yes, I really do work there, and if they found out I took the time to write all that information by hand and sent it to you, I would most definitely get in trouble. But I'm at that stage in my job where I really don't care what happens, and if I were to get fired over something as awesome as this, then it would be totally worth it. The guy who owns it is a Class A asshole, and if I want to keep calling the people, then more power to me, she says. She says, I only got two funny callbacks because the manager started taking calls after the second one that I transferred to him. Greg was concerned that a sick man had left his jock itch cream in his car, and Michelle was appalled that she had been called fat because she doesn't actually weigh all that much. That's pretty great. I'm sure if she were a fat person, she wouldn't have had any problem at all with this. But since she's not fat, she has a real problem with what Roy said to her. She says her manager's response to it was funny too. Everything was on lockdown as they reset passwords and sent out mass emails about calling their phone to get your new password because they thought the hacker was monitoring all of our activity on the computer. They even changed the phone numbers, including the one you used, just to make sure this hacker couldn't tap into our phones. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That'll stop the hackers from listening into the phone lines. Oh, and look at this. She sent me two screen captures of emails, or, yeah, I guess emails. And the first one, she crossed out who it's from, but it says, due to a breach in security, all blah, 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 some computer system, which I probably shouldn't say, all blah, blah, blah passwords are being reset. You will need to contact me to find out what it is reset to. And then the other message looks a bit more urgent because it's written in all caps. We are resetting everyone's password to more computer system names, I think. You will receive an email from me shortly on how to log back in. Do not use your old password, 4 exclamation points. Do not share your password, 3 exclamation points. We have someone contact customers saying they are from our dealership and they're not be rude to them. As a precaution, we are requiring everyone to reset the computer and program passwords. So good for us, right? We made everything at that dealership much more secure than it used to be. I'm just going to assume that because of all the updates to their security, that they won't be hacked by a real hacker, thanks to us. So you're welcome for that, car dealership. I should probably contact the manager and tell him I deserve payment for this, for keeping them on their toes and making them update their security protocols. I hope you don't mind if I do that, My Calm Insanity. I think I'm gonna give that a try. See if I can get your manager to give me $100 or something. I think I deserve it at this point. Now's the part of the show where I play a bunch of voicemails and I guess probably end the show. I know it's a little bit earlier than I normally end the show, but I don't have anything more to put in the show because I've called all of these people, and if I do other styles of pranks, that's just gonna completely ruin the theme of today's show, and we can't have that. Before I do the voicemails, though, I should remind everyone to please support the show by going to phonelosers.com/cactus and signing up to give a monthly donation to the show, which might someday make more shows happen. It's pretty unlikely, but you never know. It could happen, right? Another way to support the show is to go to patreon.com/phonelosers. And if you're just poor or greedy or something, you don't have to give money to the show. All you have to do is share the show everywhere that you can, on Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, whatever. So please do either of those things to help support the show. Let's listen to some voicemails.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
I got an idea to make your show better.
Okay.
Stop doing the same prank over and over, man.
Really?
I like listening to the show sometimes. You do one thing.
I've got an idea to make your voicemails better. Maybe don't blare the TV throughout the entire thing so we can hear you.
Can you do it over and over and over and over?
Oh, come on.
Show?
You're going to hate this show then, because that's pretty much what I did on the beginning.
Get up a little bit, bud.
Now I'm all defensive because he's making fun of me for doing the same thing over and over and over, which I just did in this show. I don't always do that, though, right? I just like to perfect my pranks. That's all it is.
Hello, Red Box Chili Pepper. I don't know if you know this, but the band Nerf Herder, who I think you are a fan of because of old Song Losers episodes, they put out an album this year. And
I know that.
Song,
I've been watching What's-His-Face release the tracks one at a time.
They're called We Open for Weezer, and it's the only one I've listened to so far. But I like it, and I think you would like it, too. And
I've
I think you
it.
Should play it on the next Nerf Demo show.
I will play that on the end of today's show. I'm going to play that Nerf Herder song from their unreleased album, just for you.
What's up, Brad? I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. So I just got to tell you
another
about
one
this
of
real
those.
Quick. I tracked down somebody from Reddit that was talking shit to me. I was able to eventually get his phone number. And after I found his Twitter, I found a post where he complained about Enterprise Rent-A-Car. So I called him up, pretending to be from Enterprise, and ended up making him kind of angry. And
good job.
He said that he was recording the call. And I do I said, like you do, oh, what are you recording the call with? And he says, oh, some app on my phone. I figured, you know, he was full of shit. And he said he would be posting it on Reddit later that night.
Oh, shit.
Well, sure as shit. He actually posted it to, recorded the call, and posted it to Reddit.
That sucks.
He wasn't bullshitting.
It sucks. I used to love when people bullshitted like that and told me they were recording the call, because you always knew they weren't, but now they are, so that messes up my making fun of them thing whenever they say that.
I think that's gotta be a first. So anyway, just had to tell you about that. One quick question. What's the origin of cactus, anyway? Curious about that.
Again.
Anyway, Texas cactus, later.
If you want to know the origin of cactus, you should go to phonelosers.org/FAQ, because I started to make an FAQ years ago, and then I just kind of stopped. But the first question on that list is the origin of cactus. What does cactus mean? Where did it come from? And I think I sort of covered that in a show recently, maybe within the last couple of months. But originally, we would just call up people and say nothing but cactus to them. And it would drive them crazy. They're like, why are you only saying cactus? What's your problem? And it was a lot of fun, and I just kind of stole the whole thing and put it into all of the PLA stuff. And at this point, it's not even funny anymore. It's just kind of a thing we do.
Hello, Mr. Carter. This is Larry. I'm calling from the front desk of the Hilton you stayed in about a week ago.
Oh, crap.
We've been getting complaints from other guests that you have been jumping from your hotel room's balcony into the swimming pool.
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to charge you
But before that, I screamed, I am a golden god.
A jumping fee.
It was great.
And a swimming pool fee, because when you did, you were like a little overweight, so like all
a
the
little
water
overweight.
Splashed out. So we're just cheese and we'll be tip-top shape. Thanks, Mr. Carter.
That's great. Another hotel to get a lifetime ban from.
Hey, Brad. This is Roy, the manager of the Jewel Osco. We have a report that you were in the store the other day and went behind the bakery counter and took a dump. And we'd like you to come back and clean it up.
How'd you get my number?
Oh, fuck it. Smells better than the guys who work there anyway.
That's true.
Never mind. By the way, have a nice day.
Okay, thanks. I really need to stop giving the PLA voicemail number out to everywhere I go.
Hello there, Roy. My name is Jamal. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
What the hell? Is this all the same person doing this?
We've currently had some reports from your neighbors that you've been throwing dog feces at your neighbors' homes. We're going to have to ask you to stop that, or we are going to have to call the police and press.
I thought this was America.
We do not want to have to do that. So please go ahead and stop and go fuck yourself, asshole.
Okay, thanks. Let's see who the next company is that's calling me.
What's up, Brad? This is T-Falcon here, and I just wanted to say that I have a genius idea for all you listeners out there. So all you have to do is open a Pages document and just post the number for
Pages.
The voicemail.
For you fancy Apple users. What about the hobos like me? I don't have anything called Pages.
And so you always have access to it. You don't have to go on the website to get it. And then you can just take one of Brad's live shows and you hit share and you hit start at this time, and then you can just copy and paste the link to show the funny moments of Brad's shows. Sorry, Brad, but not all parts are funny. No, just kidding. I love you, Brad. Cactus.
I think I may have interrupted the actual idea on that voicemail. I'm not sure I understand what you're saying, but maybe that's because I'm a hobo PC user.
Hey, Brad. I was wondering, what's your address?
I was
at Walmart, and the person at the greeting
for that again.
Area was not paying attention to their walkie-talkie, and I acquired it for you.
You mean you stole it, you fucking thief?
I'm not sure if your Walmarts in your area run on the same frequency as the radios here in my area. But I figure, you know, I can send it to you, and it's worth a shot. You can have some fun with some employees. Just give me your address. All right, Cactus.
I live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20500. Yes, please send that to me immediately. I would love for all listeners to send stolen property to my address. That would be great. Thank you. All right, you guys, I am ending the show now. I know today's been a short show, but I'm going to make up for it right now by playing an old prank, an old Lube Jobs prank from back in the day when this show was still good and when I didn't do the same prank over and over and over throughout the entire show. I'm going to play a Lube Job prank for you, and then the show's going to be over. So here it is.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara?
Yes.
Hey. It's Gary from the oil change place. You came in and had your car fixed?
Yes.
It looks like there's a little bit of a problem.
So it's a problem? What's wrong?
They accidentally converted your car into electric.
Converted my car into electric?
Yeah, it's an electric car now. You don't have to put gas in it anymore. Like they got some orders mixed up. They were supposed to convert someone else's car to electric, but they converted your car to electric instead. Oops.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, you've got an electric car now. You don't have to put gas in it anymore.
Don't have to get no gas from the fuel station no more?
Nope, never again. Nope, only electric.
Never again?
Nope, never again. We accidentally converted it to electric.
Oh, accidentally. They accidentally put a thing in my car and a soap in somebody else's way. Well, you don't have to get gas no more forever. Don't have to put no gas in the car. So how you going to drive it then?
Oh, you have to plug it in. When you get home, just plug it into the wall.
So you just have to plug it into the wall when you get home.
Come on, electric car.
Yeah, that's what I got, he said.
You ain't got no electric car.
Oh, my God. That's what he said.
No, we can... We converted it to electric. Tell him that. Tell him...
They converted it to that when you went over there and they had that thing done.
And call him a dummy. Call him a dummy.
What you said now?
Call him a dummy, too, for doubting you.
Call you a dummy. Remember when you were there and that battery thing you got on there? That's what they did, he said. Well, that's what the man telling me now on the phone. He said, what you mean, how do I plug it in?
They ain't convert your thing to no damn electric thing.
That's what he said they did. I don't know. He said they did.
They ain't
doing
somebody else.
They
ain't doing the same damn stock phone. That's all they did.
I don't know what they did.
No damn.
I don't know if they did or not. That's what he said.
I
don't have anything on my car to plug in.
I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't lie to you, ma'am. I'm just saying you can't
That's what I'm saying, but I don't know. I don't have nothing on my car where I can plug in nothing. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, there's a plug now. It's over by the license plate on the back. You just have to plug it in.
It's over by the license plate?
Yeah, and We took the gas tank out, so if you put gas in, it's just going to go right under the ground, because it's just a hole in the side now.
David, you put in the gas in that car since when? Yep, he said if I put any more in there, it's just going to run on the ground. He took the gas tank out or something, he said. I don't know, nothing about that stuff. My son don't believe that stuff. I haven't put no gas in it since Thursday.
Oh, okay, that's good.
That was before it came over there.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you'll never have to put gas in again.
I put gas in that car after I left there.
Yeah. Well, he said he put some gas in there after he left you all's place, and it didn't run out.
Oh, he probably just didn't notice it. It probably went on the ground.
He said you probably didn't notice it. Right over there by the license plate, he said.
You know what? I know that license plate. There's no plug over here.
What side is it on, the right side or the left side of the plug? I mean, for the plug-in.
Oh, it's on the back by the license plate.
I know it's on the back by the license plate, but he don't see nothing out there. He out there looking there. Ain't nothing there.
Tell
you made a mistake again.
No, we didn't make
That's
a mistake. No. We definitely converted your car to electric. Tell him to try moving the license plate. Like, it's behind.
He's moved the license plate.
It's behind it. It's like a door now.
It's behind the license plate. No gas no more.
Tell him to yank it off really hard.
Wait a minute. No gas. There it is right there. The thing right there.
No, that ain't saving no damn plug.
I don't know what that is.
That's no thing. What is he talking about? That's on both sides here. That's over here, too.
Yes.
I don't see anything here.
There ain't nothing here. You got a tank. You got a gas tank under there. What's he talking about?
I don't see nothing.
Tell me.
I thought he said he took the gas tank off.
Your gas tank is under there, under the car.
It's up under there, sir.
What are you talking about?
But tell him to yank the license plate down really hard, and you'll see the plug behind the license plate.
It's nothing here.
It's
I got it all the way up. There ain't no plug there.
It's behind the license plate, though.
Behind the license plate, it's nothing here.
Oh.
There it is. Then I made another mistake.
No, we wouldn't.
They made another mistake.
We never make mistakes here. We never make mistakes.
Well, see, somebody else is supposed to do their car like that, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's not on mine. Ain't nothing back behind my car.
Okay, well.
Nothing behind this license plate here.
Next time you put gas in, look under the car. You'll see all the gas just draining right out because there's no gas anymore. There's just batteries in your car.
Oh, man, I don't know.
There's no.
He said the next time put gas in it, look at it, and you'll see it running out. Yeah, well, that's what he said. I don't know. I don't know. Shit. The man just called. That's what he's saying. I don't know.
Then
I made another mistake. He said this was supposed to have been for somebody else's car done like this.
Right. It's not for you.
It's not. He said accidentally they did it on mine.
They didn't do it on yours. No, they did not.
Tell him
that. All they did on this car was do your battery post on it.
Oh, you did. It was a battery post they did, and I got the paperwork on that.
I paid $8 for it.
Yeah,
$8 for that battery post. That's all.
Tell him to look inside the engine. There's no longer an engine. It's just a bunch of batteries tied together. Like, just, it's a electric.
He said, look inside the engine, Daddy, but there's no engine there no more.
I already looked in the man. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Shit. Would you look at this? Everybody's on the engine.
That's what he said. I don't know.
What the hell is this? See your engine right there? That's your engine.
Yeah, everything is in my car,
sir. All they did was this right here. That's it.
That's what they did. There it is over there, what they did.
Oh, I see.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? This is the engine.
What you said now?
You ain't even gonna listen to that stupid shit.
No, it turns out you're.
What are
you listening? Excuse me, watch out. You listen to, you know you're
not. So what you
got an engine, you got a gas.
So what you say now?
Tell that guy to shut the fuck up. Look, it turns.
Uh-huh.
It turns out it's okay. We didn't convert it to electric after all. No, I have the orders mixed up. It looks like
you mixed up with somebody else. I told you, you got me mixed up with somebody else.
Okay, no, the thing we did to your car is upside down. Accidentally, we it's upside down.
Yeah, all you did was put that thing on the battery for mine, the cable thing.
Yeah, the terminal post.
$8 or something. And I got the receipt now.
Yeah, but like when they were doing that, they accidentally turned your car upside down.
Yeah, well. We still driving, still putting gas in it.
Okay, well, look at the car. Does it look upside down?
Look at what?
Ask that hilarious guy in the background. Ask him if the car looks upside down to him.
No, it do not. I'm out here looking at it now.
Well, I know, but listen, you're a female, so you wouldn't know. So, you know, female.
No, it's not upside down, though.
You know, women don't know cars. You only know, like, blenders.
No, it's not upside down.
No, not the car. Just he'll know what I mean because he's a man. Just ask him. Say, hey, is our car upside down?
I don't know. That's my son, and he don't want to talk about it because he says it's wrong.
Hey, sir, look here. Your computer, y'all made a mistake. This car, her truck, has an engine in it, and we put gas in the tank. Man, we got a gas tank.
Okay.
So they made a mistake. That's all. I went over there.
Yep.
All they did was the top post, man, to change the post.
Yeah, the gas tank is all there. Put gas in it, it ain't running out.
I paid $8 for your computer made a mistake.
Yeah, listen, dummy. Me and Barbara already cleared all this up, but it turns out your car is upside down. They accidentally made
it. You know what, man? I don't give a damn what you say. You're upside down, nothing. It ain't. We ain't listening to this shit. Hang up the phone, mama. Hang up the phone.
Wow. Hey, what's your son's name? Barbara, what's his name?
She said, what's your name?
He mad. He don't want to talk about nothing. I can't talk about nothing, sir.
Okay.
Letting that go.
Okay, well, listen.
We got the paperwork, what they've done, and everything.
Okay, well, that's good. Hey, listen, can you give your son a hug for me? A hug and a kiss? Because he's the best.
Yes, I will. Because y'all, the only thing, you just made another mistake. That's all.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, I think I love...
Another mistake has been made. That's all.
Yeah, that's all. It's not really upside down. I'm pretty sure I love your son more than you do. So can you give him a hug and a kiss for me?
Yes, I will.
Can you do it on the phone?
No, because he's back somewhere back there. I don't know where he's at.
Okay.
Back there somewhere. But anyway, no, everything is all right with my truck so far. It's driving good and got gas in it. The gas tank is back there. Everything is up front. Just at the hood of the car, but everything is right there.
Okay, well, that's perfect then.
Yeah.
I guess, okay. Well, I apologize for the call. I guess we just made another mistake.
Yep, made another mistake.
Yep. If we figure out what the real mistake is, I'll give you a call back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, bye.
We opened for Weezer, first time on the road. Some of us had never even been in the snow. Following along in our rental van, back when Matt Sharp was still in the band. Called Weezer, watching every night from the crowd. Saw a kid rush the stage and take the bass amp down. The wah-wah ruling over 7-Eleven. It was nerdcore heaven in 97 with Weezer. Whoa! Our video was playing on the MTV too. Right about the time that Buffy started slaying, we were on tour and we were playing with Weezer. They were singing the blues. Pinkerton was getting some bad reviews. The guy from Rolling Stone didn't like the songs. The guy from Rolling Stone was totally wrong about Weezer. Whoa! Poland, Pittsburgh, Raleigh and Mars, Winston, Salem, Charleston, Charlotte and Louisville. The Flood Zone in Richmond, Norfolk, PA, Columbus, Ohio, the Newport Music Hall, the Raven, Milwaukee, the Barrymore Theater in Madison, Wisconsin. Watching every show, following around in our rental van. Half Japanese girls singing goddamn with Weezer. Matt, Pat, Brian, and Rivers. Butterfly song giving everyone shivers. Carl was rad and Carl was gnarly. We were sitting backstage with Michael and Carly and Weezer. Whoa!
And you and him were
talking. Oh, you tripping and you got the wrong person.